Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. It's an all-pundit show with John Sandy IV and Mary Lau for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going here with John Sandy IV. He is a principal with Argentum Partners, and Mary Lau is president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. Welcome to both of you. John, let's start out with you. Hearing lots of word about potential special sessions coming up. How soon do you think the first one is going to be?
Well, I think there's a lot of information that has to be sifted through, really, to get a good understanding. I mean, I think a lot of people are estimating if we were going to have one, we're probably looking in July for the first special session. There's still a lot of uncertainty around the CARES Act about this other stimulus that the Congress, the House just passed. Not likely to go anywhere, but obviously, D.C.'s talking about another round of stimulus. And so really kind of understanding where the budget holes are, what money can be used to fill them. There's a lot of things that need to be answered, I think, before a special session would be appropriate. So I think we're still several weeks off, but I would imagine that one will have to come sooner or later. You can't do it all through IFC.
Mary, the Fed chairman made it very clear over the last week that the Fed is prepared to do whatever is necessary. So now it comes down to the politics of this. Where do you think that part is heading in Congress?
I love the not get into the politics of it. Everything's about politics. I agree with John. I don't think that other bill is going to move. And it's certainly not going to move for quite a while because the dust has to settle and see where the last COVID bill went through. But we won't even have our numbers available to go into a special session for a while to find out how hurt we are. We know we're hurt, but on IFC the other day, they couldn't give us any information. They said they had some estimates, but they weren't willing to put it on the record. And that's why the Republicans balked about using the whole fund up, because we probably have enough to get through this this fiscal year. But next fiscal year is when they're going to be considering what's happening, how it is. And I'd be surprised if we go in that early, John, but who knows? We're going to end up with a contentious special session that's going to be both policy and finance.
So John, whenever we don't have money, it makes for a fairly mellow legislative session. But do you think all the battles are going to be in the special sessions?
Oh, I think there's going to be, I think, and to Mary's point, I mean, the politics of this is really kind of starting to come out now. I mean, after the first stimulus, it seemed like we kind of put politics aside. Congress acted quickly, but and with this next round of stimulus, politics is rearing its head. There's going to be, obviously, when you have to cut, you have to make decisions, policy decisions as to what gets cut and how and why and when. So it's going to be very political. You saw that with IFC, at Mary's point. I mean, the Republicans, we chose to tap into the rainy day fund and use all the money where, and that didn't get a single Republican vote. Politics is rearing its head. So you're going to see a special session that will be fraught with politics. And I think that when we come next February, I think you're still going to see a lot of politics that are, you know, it's part of the process.
So Mary, if we end up not seeing Congress get something done for weeks, does that mean that we're going to start seeing layoffs on the state level and on the county and city levels?
Well, I think the public's waiting for that to happen because so many people, you have 38,000 filings immediately just on the data people and the 1099 people. this quote unquote, we're all in it together. We haven't furloughed anybody yet. We haven't done any days off yet. The governor has asked for a percentage of budget cuts, so let's see where it goes. But sooner or later, I mean, they're working out of their homes and things the same as some of our people are. I mean, here's one that is. But sooner or later, nationwide, there's an anger brewing because the government isn't cutting, but private sector has been decimated. So, and I know that CISLAC is trying to balance that very carefully to figure out what to do. Because he was, part of his goal was to clean up some of the inefficiencies in government. And boy, that's gone down to the wayside now. It's still on the back burner because of COVID-19.
So, you know, and this brings up another point, which is if Congress acts finally to be able to rescue states, cities, and counties, but it's after everybody's been furloughed, I mean, what kind of mess does that leave going into an election?
Yeah, well, those are the questions that we're all wondering. But I think the numbers, though, if I'm not mistaken, the state of Nevada got $1.25 billion, which would go a long ways to help fill those budget holes that we have, especially with our rainy day fund, the $403 million. Assuming we get things back up and running again, it's possible that we could get through this without having to see the massive cuts, the massive layoffs. But we don't know if we can use that money yet. The CARES Act wasn't very specific as to what and can we use the money for the budget holes. We know that we can use it for, you know, certain aspects to, as it relates directly to COVID-19, but we are not certain where this money can be used. And if Congress does allow for us to fill some budget holes, who knows, we might be able to get out of this thing again, assuming that the economy picks up sooner rather than later.
Mary, you wanted to comment on that?
Well, it's the clawback provisions on that. You have to use it in COVID-19 related issues, but that's a catch-22, and John's right. I mean, if I dedicate all of the money I get towards my health and human services and testing and things like this, that relieves the stress on the budget. So technically you're getting a budget correction too, but you're supposed to use the money on COVID-19 expenses only. But, you know, it depends on how you bookkeep it too. But I don't see the states and counties getting any relief for a while, especially when you get shots across the bow about, well, let's see what they do and how they've ruined their own states kind of stuff.
All right, so let's change to a little bit of a different topic within this budget discussion, which is university systems, mm-hmm. community colleges. They are going to take, according to the reports I've been reading, potentially a massive hit. Where do you think we're going to land with this, John?
Well, again, it's so uncertain. And you're seeing some university systems, the Cal State system, that says this fall they're going to do distance learning. There's not going to be any live classroom classes. University of Nevada, the higher ed system here, hasn't decided one way or another. But what does that do to enrollment? Not only are they, the budget from the state funding aspect of it is going to be decimated, what about enrollment? There's tuition and fees and everything. If we are just doing distance ed, the university system, this is across the country. This is not specific right. to Nevada. I mean, all these universities are going to have tremendously difficult questions. And the other question is, can they get these distance ed programs up and running in time for the fall semester? In higher ed is going to be there's going to be a lot of changes, a lot of questions that need to be answered very, very quickly.
Mary, do you anticipate seeing a lot of layoffs within the university system just because the enrollment is going to end up being down? And the cost of, even in Nevada, the cost of going to the university is not inexpensive. They're going to lose all their international students, which are a big money driver. So do you see us taking a big step backwards in the university system?
I would see it would make sense to have a lot of cutbacks because I think education as a whole is going to change. I mean, we have got such a cookie cutter education system anyway that it doesn't make sense. And one of the lead articles yesterday was the fact that graduates are coming out in the jobs they thought they were going to get and the interns that they were already signing contracts for have gone away. So we're going to have a glut of graduates, and now they're selling the idea that, well, yeah, but you should be very proud of the fact that you did graduate. Well, yeah, but you graduated while incurring a huge amount of debt, and it should have never have gone in that direction. So I'm looking forward to actually seeing the education system changing and seeing people getting a better break, and students don't walk out with 50 to 100 or whatever the thousand is of debt. That wasn't what education was supposed to be. And when the government started putting money into the university systems throughout the United States, it just got more expensive. They were getting money, but then it got more expensive. They were getting alumni funds, and it still got more expensive. So when does the expense end?
Well, John, bottom line is, and this is not an original thought, but what ended up happening was education became big business. Higher education
Absolutely.
Became big business.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, the amount of expense and capital expenditures that the universities have put into building and developing a campus, the amount that they have to pay for their professors to create the curriculum that they are going to use, the national rankings, I mean, that becomes big business. I mean, there's just so many things that all these call them businesses are competing for your dollar and for enrollment. It has absolutely become another industry in our country.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back much more with our All Pundit Show after this time out.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We've got an all-pundit show going here with Mary Lau and John Sandy IV. Mary, what is taking so long when it seems like the casinos on the Strip have gotten their plans all organized and running them by the Gaming Control Board, that we still are waiting for casinos to open potentially June 1st now is the date? What's the problem here?
Well, part of it is getting the various plans approved, and they seem to be doing it in mass as opposed to, okay, Sands, you're ready to go, open. Okay, Wynn, you're ready to go, MGM, they seem to be doing a across-the-board opening like they've done with everything else. You know, when they opened restaurants up to 50% capacity, they didn't say which restaurants, they just said restaurants. So I think they're grouping them together. And while the casinos are developing their plans for reopening, there's more stuff showing up. Have you seen, you know, like the MGM one that got carried, they had a list of seven things that included the HVAC system. So that's not an easy thing to upgrade. The HVAC is they're going to have people in to make sure, and no offense to anybody, that the air is powerful enough that you have to glue your toupee down harder if you're there, if you're wearing one. And they're working on that. And then if you look at their number seven, it's other options and digital options. So you've got your cell phone now that can be a room key. And if anybody goes to CES, they can see the future of gaming. And then, of course, the gaming show itself. But you're going to see more and more disruption on jobs as this develops. So I really think they're waiting for everybody to be in the starting gate.
And John, is part of the problem that some properties like Las Vegas Sands and Wynn actually kept people on payroll and have been paying through them this whole time, whereas companies like MGM and Stations put people onto unemployment? So is that causing a holdup as well?
I don't think that's causing the holdup. I think that's part. Each gaming company is going to have their own issues with getting reopened, and I think that's going to be part of it. Is that, you know, across the country, you're starting to see some gaming companies open or some casinos, but by and large, those are all smaller casinos. I think one thing that we need to realize is that we're talking about mega resorts. This isn't something that you can just say, hey, in a week we're going to open up. I mean, there's tens of thousands of people that need to be able to report back to their job. They need to be trained on the new protocols for this COVID world that we're going to have to deal with. A lot of the gaming companies are testing their employees. That takes weeks to get all the tests for 10 to 30,000 people. So it's a big endeavor. And you know, it would have been great if we could have entered into phase one a month ago and we could be at a point where we're about to open up casinos, but you know, we only entered phase one a week and a half ago. It's going to take a little bit of time just logistically to get everything in order so that you can open up a mega resort. And not only that, as opening's half of it, you also got to get your customers to feel comfortable going back to a large gaming property. And that takes its time too. And that's why all these companies are going through all the procedures and processes that they're going through. And really, I mean, in some cases, going above and beyond. I mean, they're doing things that no other business is doing throughout the country.
Well, nobody, Mary, wants to be the casino that opens up and, you know, has an outbreak of COVID any more than they wanted Legionnaire's disease a couple of decades ago. So, I mean, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, the ones that kept their employees can prioritize their returns. The people that didn't, like MGM, that put them into the UI system, they're going to have more trouble because nobody's going to bring back 100% of the employees on opening day one. You won't need them. You know, it's going to go slowly and the testing and everything else, but gaming's an industry that has always done seasonal layoffs and they always reduce the force. Now, the culinary union contracts changed a little of that availability to do it, but especially in Northern Nevada, they've always done seasonal layoffs. This is not a seasonal layoff, that's for darn sure. But to John's point, you've got tens of thousands of employees out there. Who do you call first?
All right, so now here is the big question.
Yeah.
In the last couple of days, we know that buffets are not reopening right away, but people are talking about the death of buffets.
Yeah.
Are we not overreacting that in a year, potentially 2 years, we will be back to, quote, normal? Will there still be a problem, or will we just redo the way we do buffets? I mean,
yeah, I mean, we're talking about this on every industry, every little bit. I mean, there's this is the death of this. This is changing everything. I feel that this is, yes, people love their buffets. Buffets aren't going to go anywhere if we are able to get back to a post-COVID somewhat normal world. We will have our buffets and all wait in line for 30 minutes to get our seat to enjoy all the flavors of the world.
All right, let's take another break. We'll come right back after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at
851-9499. I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with John Sandy of Argentum Partners and Mary Lau with the Retail Association of Nevada. Obviously, the elephant in the room in all political discussions is Congressman Stephen Horsfood and his reported dealings over the last 10 years. Mary, you want to take a shot at this in terms of how this might or might not affect the campaign in CD4?
Well, it should affect the campaign in CD4. I mean, if we've gone beyond a certain set of moral standards, it's going to be a sad public comment to what's happening. I mean, I realize the DNC goes, we don't comment on people's personal life. And I'm so sorry for the Horsford family because I've known them for years and years and years. But a 10-year relationship is not a bad decision. That's a singular event. This is a bad lifestyle. And I think it would be more important for Stephen to get his life together and get his family together than to worry about having power in Congress at this point.
John?
Yeah, it's definitely a really unfortunate situation. I think I have a lot of respect for Congressman Horsford. He's done a lot in his time here at the state and in D.C., but I do unfortunately think that it is going to have an impact, if not in the election, in the aftermath. I mean, we are not too far removed from Reuben Kuhn and you know, kind of the issues that he had, and you know, his position in that caucus was never the same. I got to imagine that this impacts Stephen's position, and it will have some fallout. So I mean, I echo Mary's comments. I think it's time for, you know, him to worry about his family, and you know, politics is gonna go where it will. If he can survive the election, you know, we'll see what happens, what the future holds.
Mary, Jeremy Arguello, and we've got about 30 seconds left. Jeremy Arguello was on the program last week, and he talked about the problems with the economy in Nevada potentially lasting from 18 to 36 months. That is a shocking number, 36 months. Your thoughts on that briefly, please.
He's not wrong. Jeremy, as you know, has been on retainer for retail for a long time, and he runs numbers for us constantly, and it's going to take a while to get back. The only thing that you can hope is there's stabilization, price changes, and national news that's better in order for Nevada to get back. But Nevada's been spending like they're a big state, but now we've got some big problems too. So prioritizing and getting that stuff together, it's going to take a while. And I'm hoping that 36 months is the outlier that doesn't happen.
John, your last 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'd much rather see 18 than 36.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both very much. Great discussion. Really appreciate it. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.